Today is the 4th of July, a day for celebrating national pride and national symbols like the bald eagle. But in Unalaska, people are more likely to try to protect themselves from the majestic bird than to throw a party for it. Unalaska is the national hotspot for bald eagle attacks. Biologists and city officials say you're more likely to face the wrath of a raptor here than anywhere else in the country. This nesting season, KUCB's Barrett Wilbur found out why.
In Unalaska, you are most likely to be attacked by a bald eagle in the post office parking lot. Wildlife trooper Damian Lopez Plankart just escorted the first eagle attack victim of the season to the medical clinic. He points out the eagle sitting on its nest, staring at us.
There were no eyewitnesses. When she looked up, that eagle was just sitting there.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Nesting season for America's national bird runs from early June to the end of summer. Deputy Police Chief Jennifer Shockley is on the front line of the island's eagle response team.
We have these signs that we put up every year to remind people that there are nesting eagles in the area, that they will do whatever they think is necessary to protect their young, and that typically includes launching themselves at people and using their talons to lacerate their heads.
With 7-foot wingspans, flesh-ripping beaks, and vice-like talons, eagles rule the island. But why are there annual eagle attacks in Unalaska when raptors and humans peacefully coexist everywhere else in the state? It's because of the interaction between two eagle needs, food and space. According to Lopez Plankart,
there's a lot of food to support a lot of eagles, but there's not enough space in that small area where the food is to support that many number of nesting pairs.
Fish are the staple of the bald eagle's diet, and Unalaska processes more fish than any other port in the country. Boats, processors, and garbage create a year-round smorgasbord which eagles want to nest as close to as possible. But eagles usually nest in trees. Unalaska has no trees. Instead, eagles raise chicks on the tundra and on cliff outcroppings. Their nests are a lot more accessible to people, Shockley says, which makes the eagles a lot more territorial.
We actually have had to go and chase some eagles off of some of the playground equipment at Town Park because a couple of kids had been trapped inside.
Shockley estimates 6 to 10 people a year seek medical attention for eagle encounters, usually head gashes from talons, which lead to stitches and expensive medical bills. But most Unalaskans remain pretty good-natured about the raptors next door. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Andres Ayare is a good example. On his third day in Unalaska, he was chased down the side of a mountain by a bald eagle.
I thought for sure this eagle wanted to kill me. I'm thinking, one, oh heck no, I'm not going to die in Dutch Harbor. Two, oh crap, I better start running.
The bird swooped at him repeatedly, ripped his hood off his head, and forced him to the ground. It even stole the cell phone, which fell out of his pocket. And yet,
as I was getting attacked, I was still admiring the eagle for being so majestic. It was a fantastic looking eagle.
Now, Ari keeps an eagle figurine on his desk. When he's restationed, it's a piece of Unalaska he'll hold on to, knowing that somewhere out there, an eagle with his cell phone is holding on to a piece of him too. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.